I'm Steve Lawson, joined by Kent Steinbeck. We have a great Bible study in store for you, really a devotion. I want you to know we're in Dallas, Texas, coming to you from Herb's house. And we're in Matthew 6, verse 12. Jesus is teaching us how to pray. And he's saying, when you pray, pray for God's forgiveness. And that's the title of this devotion, pray for God's forgiveness. Let me read verse 12. Jesus said, when you pray, pray this way. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. What Jesus is teaching us here, Kent, is that our part of our prayers must be the confession of our sin to the Lord. I mean, we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And once we were justified by faith and began our lifelong pursuit of sanctification, it doesn't mean that we don't sin anymore. We do continue to sin. It's just that we don't practice sin the way we once did. But we still stumble and fall into sin. And Jesus is saying, when you come to the Lord in prayer, not only must there be worship, and not only must there be the submission of your life to His will, and not only must there be petitions in which you ask God to meet your needs, but there must also be the acknowledgement of your sin to God. And so he says that prayer is to be really a get right with God time. So Ken, I'm going to have some Herb's coffee here. And he says, we are to pray, forgive us our debts. Now, I know someone's going to ask, and Kent, you're probably going to ask me this question. I thought once we were saved, all of our sins are forgiven eternally. Why would we need to, on a daily basis, to continue to ask God to forgive us our sins when all of our sins have already been forgiven, right? We need to make a distinction here. Jesus is not teaching us to pray for eternal forgiveness. We have that in the cross the moment we believe in Jesus Christ. There is now, therefore, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8, verse 1. However, we are to pray for temporal, parental forgiveness. We no longer stand before God as the judge of the universe and need His judicial forgiveness. We have His judicial forgiveness. That is eternal forgiveness. However, God is no longer our judge in that sense, in a punitive sense. God is now our Father. That's what we saw in verse 9. We've been brought into His family. We have a personal relationship with God. Now, as we sin, we're not coming before God asking for eternal judicial forgiveness, but we are to ask for temporal parental forgiveness. How often? As soon as you're aware that you have sinned. If we ask for daily bread, the previous verse, then we should be asking for daily forgiveness. And so you and I need to be keeping very short accounts with the Lord. The word forgive here literally means to send away, and we are to be praying that God will send away the pollution and the defilement of our sins that pollutes our heart, defiles our mind, that really has such an effect on our inner spiritual life. When we confess our sin, it's as if God just wipes the slate clean and we are restored in the intimacy of our fellowship with the Lord. And our sins here are represented as debts. Forgive us our debts. And a debt is an obligation that you have to pay someone back. And our sins have accumulated a debt against God. And we have a moral obligation now to come before the Lord and to confess our sins. And 1 John 1, 9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I need to do this every day. I need to do this throughout the day. if you're aware that you have offended a brother, even before you go to him to make it right, you need to make it right with God, because all sin is ultimately against God. Now, notice he continues in this verse, and he says, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And what this is saying, and it's clarified in verse 14. And if you forgive others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions. Whoa. This is saying the measure of how liberal I am with my forgiveness towards you will be the measure of God's forgiveness towards me as it relates to temporal parental forgiveness. So I need to be quick to forgive you. I need to be generous and lavish forgiveness on you, because I need God to be that way towards me. And so this is really a call for us to be very forgiving towards others, as well as to be seeking God's forgiveness in prayer. So, Kent, there's a lot in this.
Yeah, there is a lot, Steve. And I guess I can ask this question that maybe a lot of our viewers are asking, and maybe they're not, but just to be perfectly kind of transparent, in the last day or so, I catch myself thinking, I'm not confessing enough of my sins.
Yeah.
Like I'm not confessing enough.
Yeah.
What's the issue there when I look up and I say, hey, I'm not confessing enough of my sins?
Yeah. I think it really begins with an awareness of the holiness of God. Mm-hmm. The more I am in the presence of the Lord and am aware of His holiness, the more I'm aware of my unholiness. Mm-hmm. And so the closer I draw to God, who is light, that reveals the imperfections mm-hmm. in me, moral mm-hmm. imperfections. Mm-hmm. And so if we're not confessing our sin, it's an indication I'm not drawing as close mm-hmm. to God in prayer mm-hmm. and really in Bible study mm-hmm. and in meditation. The closer I draw to God, the more aware I am of my imperfections. And also, I think we need to have a balance in our theology. Unfortunately, there are those today who are I would just call them hyper-grace people, mm-hmm. who think, well, God forgave my sins once and for all. I never need to confess my sin to the Lord now on a daily basis. That is a gross exaggeration and imbalance of what the Scripture teaches. Jesus right here is addressing this to his two disciples who are in his kingdom, who are sons and daughters of God. He is their Father. They are in his kingdom. They are to be confessing their sins to God and to also be being generous in giving forgiveness to other people. And so this should speak volumes to us in our Christian life, that we need to be continually confessing our sins to God throughout the day as soon as we are aware of them. Here's just an illustration, Kent. If you had a rock in your shoe mm-hmm. and you're walking from here sure. mm-hmm. Across Central Expressway over to SMU, do you think you would wait to take that rock out of your shoe once you arrived at the college campus there? Or would it not be better sure. to just stop right now, immediately, as mm-hmm. soon as you feel that pebble in your shoe, sit down, take your shoe off, shake it out, and now put it on? Now you can walk without the pain and the irritation. It's the same way in the Christian life. Mm-hmm. As soon as you are convicted by the Holy Spirit of a sin in your life, right then you need to say, Father, forgive me, and name that sin mm-hmm. and seek God's forgiveness. He will immediately forgive, immediately wipe the slate clean. Now you're ready to continue your walk with Him in your daily Christian life. So this is telling us that we need to pray and confess our sins to God. So as we close, let me just ask you this question. Do you confess your sins to God? Do you keep short accounts with the Lord? I would urge you to do so, and the joy and the peace of God will flood your heart as you confess your sins to Him. God bless you.